Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. The fourth exercise you address is healthy living. Talk about that.
And I know you can relate to this, Susie. I do. I see the connection with physical and spiritual. And you really can't be all that God's called you to be. You can't be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power if you neglect your physical body. It's so important that we are strong physically so we can carry out all God has called us to do. And it doesn't mean we all have to be perfect in how we eat or we all have to be bodybuilders, but we need to really take responsibility for this temple that God dwells in us, and try to do the best that we can. Regular exercise, and that's going to look different for everyone, but just being intentional about adding activity. Like you said earlier, we're created for movement. And when you don't move, your body breaks down. And so just making healthy choices with exercise and eating is so important. And it honors God.
And you feel better. I mean, it reduces stress. I mean, it ups your energy. There's so many benefits. Let's talk about a few bad eating habits that once you realize you're doing it, you may not even realize it. But once you do realize, it's really worth stopping. Eating while doing other activities, finishing off other people's plates, and eating too much. Too much fast food. So let's talk about this first one, eating while doing other activities. Explain why that is a habit that's super unhealthy.
Because when you eat while doing something else, such as watching TV or doing some kind of work, writing or whatever it might be, you actually consume more calories than you realize. And especially if you're nervous or stressed, you can really put it in quickly. And people just don't know how much they're eating. I think that's one of the biggest issues with that.
I got to tell you, and this might sound funny, but, you know, working at the radio station, I'll go get my lunch from the kitchen sometimes, and I'm walking back. And one day I was walking back and praying over my food because I was going to eat it at my desk. And I just heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit saying, I would prefer you not do anything else when you're praying for your food. And that stopped me in my tracks years ago.
Wow.
And since then I pause and stop everything because I thought, boy, God deserves a lot more than that from me. Walking while He's just a side note, and I'm, oh, by the way, thanks for this meal. And, you know,
wow.
Scripture talks about, you know, this is a prayer that I pray before every meal. You bless my food and my drink. You remove sickness from my midst, because that's in Scripture. And so that's part of my prayer. But to stop and pause and remember that every good gift comes from Him, that many go to bed hungry every single night. You know, I have no business multitasking while I'm thanking Him for my food, you know? Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.